This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Has time. Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws. It's high and it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. It may have been intended for Dawson Knox, but Coleman's the one that ends up with it.
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Might have been intended for Knox. Might have been intended for Shakir. Was not intended for Coleman.
Yeah.
You know, new stat. Keon Coleman, what's the stat? And what's the saying in fantasy football? When you shark a touchdown, you get somebody else's touchdown with a goal line carry?
Vulture.
Vulture, okay.
Yeah, vulture.
Coleman's the vulture because don't forget he had that touchdown against the Jets last year on a ball intended for Ty Johnson.
Yeah, that's right.
Keon Coleman's going to end up with 50 career touchdowns intended for someone else.
See, the new Keon Coleman play should just be, hey, Allen's going to throw it to one. Just stand behind somebody else and just see what happens. Maybe Allen overthrows it and you're standing there. Maybe it tips and you're standing there. How about on a Hail Mary?
You took it out of my mouth.
Hail Mary play. Do that in the future. Hey, Josh, why don't you throw it like 5 yards short of the end zone and all the defenders are going to run up. Keon stays back there and somebody just volleyballs it backwards.
Yeah.
Would that be illegal?
The only problem, no, it's not illegal. The only problem with that, though, is I think Keon is also most likely to be able to get it up there to volleyball it back to someone else.
That's true.
But I did have that same thought. Coleman with a nice finish. The Bills score 22 fourth quarter points and win. They beat the Ravens who...
22 fourth quarter points.
So finally somebody found the graphic, and I'm glad because it popped up as soon as this happened. Like, this is not to diminish what the Bills did at all. The Ravens do this. The Ravens have several games like this, including... I saw a screenshot. So Jay tweeted this at me. Miami was down 21 points to Baltimore with 12 minutes left and won a game. The Bills, of course, had a 20-3 comeback. The Ravens up 10 with 6 minutes to go against the Giants a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Up 9 with 5 minutes to go against the Jaguars. The Bills are
Is there a Raider game on there?
I
saw one of against Minshew's Raiders.
Yeah.
They were up 10 with like 3 minutes left.
And lost.
And lost the football game.
Yeah. And this game last night is the first time, according to OptiStats, they had this one.
Mm-hmm.
OptiStats says the Bills are the first team in NFL history to be down 15 or more with under 4 minutes to play and win the game in regulation.
Crazy.
Absolutely nuts.
Benjamin Solak had the numbers. The Ravens have now lost 8 games since 2021, in which they had, at one point, a win probability of at least 90%. And that is 3 more than the next closest team.
Jeez.
They do this more than anybody.
803-0550. Football Monday, give us a ring. You can chat about it with us. The defense, the line, the safeties, the corners, the offense. It's going to be one of those days where someone, you know, a lot of someones are going to say, they scored 40. Like, that's right. That offense had some problems on the way to scoring 40 quite a bit, especially in the first half. third quarter. Anthony in New York City. Good morning, Anthony.
How you doing, guys?
Good, good, good.
I'm happy you escaped. I wasn't just there with Henry last night. It was day five with Calvin up all night, too. Why didn't we double-team him?
You can only pay so much attention to so many guys on that offense, but he was awesome. He was. Every time he touched the ball, it felt like there was a chance that – I mean, not as much as Jackson or Henry when they're in the open field, but I felt like, oh, this guy could break loose.
Right. He had a screen pass for a touchdown, right? Yep. He had another deep play down the field where the call was that Bishop – and next-gen stats had this. I didn't even know next-gen stats charted stuff like this. But Bishop goes on a safety blitz on a play, mm-hmm. and he blitzed from further away than any safety had blitzed in like a decade.
Really?
Yeah. Cole Bishop, 12.8 yards away from the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped before blitzing from a safety alignment, the deepest blitz of the last five seasons.
Okay.
Nate Tice pointed out. Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports and the 301, I think he's on the 301 football show with Matt Harmon. Anyway, he pointed out what happened there is the Bills are still in their disguise, and yeah. Lamar quick counts them and snaps it. So,
and there was a lot of that yesterday.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The Ravens are coached well on offense, and that basically what Lamar did was the center, rather, snaps it as soon as he grabs the ball, and the Bills' defense is caught where it is. Like, Bishop didn't get a chance to kind of creep down to blitz,
right?
So that's why he might have been that far away. But yeah. Why not double Zay Flowers? I mean, DeAndre Hopkins did pretty well, and Derrick Henry did pretty well. And Flowers is tough. I mean, he's fast. He wins at all three levels. He can line up a lot of different spots. He's really good.
They didn't really throw Dorian Strong very often, did they, though?
No. And
Maybe the Bills were shading a lot of help over there. I'm not sure. Maybe Benford was on an island more than
maybe
he usually is. But
it might be one of those spots where your defense gave up 40.
Yeah.
You know, finding that one corner didn't get burned. I mean, even Benford got beat by DeAndre Hopkins.
That's what I mean. Yeah, right. But that's what I mean. Like, was he in single coverage, like, all the time because they had a six-round rookie on the other side that they wanted to help? I'm not sure. He, by the way, of all the struggles that everybody has at tackling Derrick Henry in the open field, Dorian Strong did do it last night. He caught Henry and tackled him after he had built up speed, which is, like, the most impressive thing I've seen him do in his young career. I think they scored anyway.
Mark in Coconut Creek. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good. Oh, wow, what a game. Awesome. Got three words. I think someone mentioned earlier, but Walter Clement Pipp. I really feel like this guy, the kicker that came in, if that would have been Tyler Bass kicking that field goal, I would have been nervous as you could be. But I just felt this guy just seems like he's calm and looks like the guys love him. So I hope he sticks around. And also, you know, speaking of the defense, I think I called before and I was last week, who would you like to see? And I was, you know, Bosa, but he looked really out of place early in the game. It looks like maybe he starts settling in a little bit. So they got a lot of work to do on defense and that safety. I said the same thing. He is slow, man. He needs to get that piano off his back, but it's going to be a long season, but just let Josh rip it and let him run, man. We can't wait on the defense to get better. We just need to let Josh go do his thing. So great show, guys. Love it, man. Have a good week.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
so,
Mark.
Prater's kick is from 32 that ultimately goes through. I mean, Tyler Bass, I feel like, is catching a lot of – I don't know if they're strays.
Yeah.
Bass is catching a lot. Tyler Bass's career from that distance, last year he was perfect from that distance. The year before, 12 of 13. The year before, 11 of 13. The year before, 7 of 8. Like, if Bass had walked out for that kick, I would have been fully confident he was going to make that kick.
It was a very short
kick. I'll say that, like, he probably would have made
that kick. If Ray Davis was going out for that kick, I would have felt less confident, but I still would have felt like, okay, they're probably winning this game.
Right. So. I don't know if this is – I will say, of all the positions where you can lose your job because someone else comes in and they've got a couple of really good – like, if he does that for a couple more weeks, it might be a conversation. I don't know. Because – just, all right, fine, let's play it out. If Prater has four good weeks and kicks well for the Bills and Bass comes back and Prater gets cut, he's on another team in a heartbeat. Kickers will move. The kickers are like streaming your bottom seven defenses in your fantasy football league. Like, they will move. He'll find a spot. And the fact of the matter is he's available for the Bills to jump on their practice squad.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it has to be a conversation yet.
You know, not yet.
Prater also, 4 weeks. Let's kind of be real about this. Prater does benefit from three different extra point possibilities he didn't attempt.
Yeah.
He might have missed two of them, or missed one, or missed none, but part of the reason you might have been confident is because Prater did not have to go 7 of 7 in the day.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks, Mark. David in Ohio. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. So, a couple of points. First one, jumping on the wide receiver train, please get Allen some help. Stop dinking around with this guys off the street. Can you imagine Allen with a true wide receiver one? I mean, get this guy some help. Number two, McDermott and his defense, you know, and being the investments they've made in the defensive line, as great as Travis Henry was last night, and he's a generational back, I agree, but he wasn't touched. He was getting to the second level, and he's gone. You can't expect anybody to stop him. You know, the Jets just recently signed Harrison Phillips from the Minnesota Vikings. They need a run stuffer. I mean, the game was lost in the trenches. The reason Henry did what he did is because they lost the battle in the trenches. The only way to stop Henry is getting him to go east-west, not north-south. And that's the thing that they knew was going to happen, but yet they couldn't stop it. So my concern moving forward is that every team is going to see this blueprint. Now, everybody doesn't have Travis Henry, but there are a lot of teams with very good offensive lines and very good running backs. They're going to come at the Bills and basically run on them. And I have concerns. Unless these guys coming off the suspension list, Ogunjobi, turn out to be great, I got major concerns moving forward. Forget the safety play. You can't expect the safety or Matt Milano or any of the linebackers to fill a hole and stop Derrick Henry. It's the trenches. And I want to know what you guys think, if there's any help out there, free agency. But that's my biggest concern coming out of this game. Thanks.
Thanks, David. Yeah, some of the help they'll get is in the building. I mean, they would hope that T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker, it won't be their first game next time they play.
Mm-hmm.
Ogunjobi, Michael Hoyt, there'll be reinforcements coming to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jordan Phillips is going to be some of that, what they want, right, if they want to dress him consistently and he can be a part of it. What I would say about this defense, they played the second-best offense in football, the best offense in football. I kind of make a request. Wait 1 week. Because the Jets ran the ball well. They ran the ball well against the Steelers. Breece Hall had 107 on 19 carries.
Mm-hmm.
That is the exact correct level of, okay, a team ran it well in a game. It's not Baltimore. Can you do any better? Like if the Bills hold the Jets to 104 yards rushing on 27 carries, we kind of all calm down a bit about their run defense. I know if they get to the playoffs, they might face Baltimore and might have to find different answers against Baltimore. But,
yeah,
what are you looking for reinforcements? a trade at the deadline. The problem you run into is the Bills, from a numbers game, they don't have a space to cut anybody loose. Dwayne Carter, his season ends, and he goes to IR because of the Achilles. And you could kind of immediately say, like, well, I guess that makes the numbers game a little easier, because I wasn't sure if he was going to be on the team when Ogunjobi comes back.
Right.
You want a defensive run stuffer, who's going to go? It's not going to be Daquan Jones? Who leaves? I don't know if you have an answer for that. So I think in that department, they might have to kind of figure it out with the bodies that are here. And Walker, Sanders, again, like, you hope that...
Maybe your third-round rookie can be on the field at some point during the season.
Sure, but I mean, you know, is your rookie defensive end going to be... If you're looking,
well, he's supposed to be a better run defender than a pass rusher anyway.
That's right. Supposed to be on the edge and set the edge. But Henry's the kind of player where you're not like, well, whatever. We'll see. Thanks, David, for the phone call. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On the wide receivers, I mean, you know, hey, it's always a topic. It really is. It'll always be a topic. And Allen making so much happen on the run, on the move, out of the pocket, because the only plays they have to get guys open are screens. And I've got a lot to say about the screen game and the early game plan. Finally got away from the early game plan and started to move the ball. The early game plan, tough.
Seemed to work when they had just their quarterback drop back to pass and have guys run routes.
Yeah.
Seemed like the offense ran a little better.
Yeah.
They went like 45 minutes without running a play where their quarterback, their MVP quarterback, dropped back to pass and guys ran routes.
And right. The screen game drives me nuts because the screen game goes in the stats as a pass, and the reality is that those are run plays.
Yeah.
You're just calling run plays. It's a play where Josh Allen can be Josh Allen, or where he hands it off to a guy, you know, 20 yards to his left. Tight end screen.
That tight end screen.
You're removing the greatness from your quarterback. Screens remove the greatness from Josh Allen. Should they be mixed in? Sure. But, man, early on, people were pulling their hair out about it, and I think justifiably so. 803-0550. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's Victory Monday. Get your calls in. Sal checks in a little later. Chris Brown, his call of the game, of course. You heard it here on WGR. He joins us at 8:30. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.